from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let's keep it rolling on the phones and go to Pittman and talk to my buddy Lenny. Lenny, how you been, pal?
I'm doing good there, James. Good to speak with you now that you're sitting in the big chair.
It's been a while, Len.
I'll tell you what, you've met all my expectations. You went from the ground level to the top floor. I love you, man.
Oh, Lenny, you're the best, pal. How you been? What's on your mind?
On my mind is Bryson Stott. I can literally not stand watching him bat anymore. He stands there like a little leaguer. And the quote is, well, he's working the pitcher. It seems like the pitchers are working him.
Lenny, it's such a great point. And especially with what we saw last year from Bryson Stott. I mean, we had multiple people come into this season saying, this dude's going to win a batting title this year. It felt like, you know, the it's such a cliche to do, but we're always like, that guy's a baseball player, you know, that whole thing. The new Chase Utley, like, he has been, I keep expecting him to figure it out. I keep expecting that tough hitter with the plate coverage who, like, seems like he can foul every ball off he needs to till he gets the one he wants. Like, I've been waiting for that guy, and we have not seen him all season long, Lenny.
Yes, and I think it's, like I said, we're past the halfway point. It's time to play Sosa. Sosa doesn't say anything. He comes in, does his job, and does a really good job. I think just standing there waiting for your pitch has got to stop.
Honestly, I've been rejecting the, like, straight platoon thing. We might be there. Like,
100%.
It might just be like, hey, if a lefty's on the hill, just play Sosa.
It's time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you can't wait any longer for that.
I think you're probably right.
If I could give you my expectations,
yes,
I know you're going to think,
Len?
This is a weird one, but I think Carey is the greatest shooter I've ever seen in my lifetime, and then he exceeds it by coming down the court five times in a row and banging threes like nobody's beeswax.
Lenny, yeah. Great call.
That is a great answer.
That is a great answer, because it did. It was unbelievable.
You do know how how great he is, but you from my perspective, I was never invested in him because clearly it wasn't a Sixer.
We're not rooting for the Warriors.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
But when he's on Team USA, I mean, it was just beautiful.
It really was.
It was beauty.
And it's just wild to watch. It's wild to watch someone and just say, like, okay, like, that's the best shooter ever.
He's completely,
like,
mastered
ever.
That
no
skill.
No one has ever shot a bat in the history of basketball. No one has ever shot the ball close to as well as that dude.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I believe that.
And coming out of college, you know, I was like, oh, he's too slight to play.
Seventh pick in the draft. Yeah,
Davidson, right?
Yeah. Johnny Flynn. Taking
so
a pick
wrong.
Yeah, yeah. The Timberwolves took two point guards before him. They took Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio. I mean, that is just tough stuff right there. But yeah, it was
about Ricky Rubio's
great
defense.
Sure, yeah. How do you pass up on Ricky Rubio?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a marvel. It was a marvel to watch him do it and just to see him. And also the emotion he was showing, too. I mean, he was into it.
You're right. It's the most fired up.
I'm not an expert on Steph Curry's
game demeanor, but that looked like the most fired up I've ever seen. It was like, the emotions of the Olympics were truly captured in Steph Curry. Like the magnanimity of it all, the enormity of it all. You could see it in the way that star of stars was celebrating.
Yeah.
Somehow his first gold medal, too.
I know.
He hadn't played to this point.
Which is wild. And Kevin Durant, fourth gold medal, the most decorated Olympic basketball player of all time. Yeah. And made that Serbia game when they needed that shot at the end, when it's a 2-point game.
It's like, so cool having him.
He just
him
took him
on
the 20
team.
Footer.
Both
he's just
those
like,
guys.
I got it. No problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it was so cool having that experience. Like, you knew it was going in when Durant released that thing. Okay, we're good. We're good. Exhale.
Yeah, it was a really fun Olympics. 215-592-9494. If you want to chime in on that, on what you think it means for Joel Embiid moving forward, Richie and I think, look, I can't guarantee it's going to help him, but I certainly think it could be a big pivot point for him in his career. Rhea, less enthused about the potential for that, plus your calls again on the Phillies, Eagles, and more. Plus, coming up next, we talked a little bit about it last week, the whole Jerry Jones, CeeDee Lamb thing. We have an update. There is a new quote, new audio to play from Jerry Jones on the CeeDee Lamb front, so we'll get that to you as well. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.
The weather outside, it's cooling down a little bit this morning. You know that smell. It's going to be in the air. Football is approaching. It's time to get in on the action early this season. Let's talk NFL futures bets. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to sign up today. And then we've got tons of different player props like passing yards, touchdowns, rushing and receiving totals, and so much more. Also, will our birds make the playoffs? Will the birds win the division? And you can bet Super Bowl matchups. You can parlay different picks together for even bigger payouts. And right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP as well. Just visit FanDuel.com/JONR/JohnR to sign up today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is this a message, Dan Wilson, about the Phillies?
100%.
Yeah, don't stop believing. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't, but I'm definitely...
If only I believe my own message.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I've not stopped believing, but I'm definitely... I need a little help believing at the moment. It has been an ugly, ugly weekend for the Phillies, losing three straight to the Diamondbacks, including giving up 23 runs over the last two games as... they come home tied with the Dodgers for the first time in a long time. The Phillies no longer hold the sole best record in the National League. The Dodgers are tied with them. The Brewers only a game and a half back. So it is getting very tight for those top two spots in the National League, of course, potentially to get a bye. So bad weekend for the Phillies, and they need to turn it around quick. 215-592-9494 plus the Eagles. Preseason game Friday night. No starters offensively. Defensive starters did play. Your thoughts on that? And, of course, the Joel Embiid gold medal thing. How about it? Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mark in Woodbury Heights. What up, Mark?
James, how are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing well. You know, I called you guys in early April about the Phillies, and I was never a big believer that they were going to be the team that got off to this unbelievable start, flirting with being 30 games over 500. I just saw the flaws in their team offensively, especially over the last 2 years, and I didn't see really any corrections to the roster. Like, you know, we're bringing back the team that couldn't hit in the two biggest games of the year last year, couldn't hit in the World Series. Granted, they went far the last 2 years. But I just think, like, this team is, like, hitting a wall at this point. Like, they were so determined to get off to a good start, and now they look like they're not interested in playing. Like, I don't see any juice. I don't see any hunger.
Yeah, it's been frustrating, Mark, the way we saw them, you know, go through that horrendous slump with the Yankees and Guardians series, the beginning of the Mariners series. And they did fight, and they bounced back and won a few games against the Dodgers and stuff, and then, you know, it's cratered again. But I don't think it's a them not wanting to win or not fighting. I just think they've lost their juice, and they got a lot of guys struggling, and I think it leads to pressing, especially at the plate. Like, when you are struggling, it's hard not to press. It's human nature to go up and try and do everything you can to get a hit, to hit the ball out of the ballpark. And as we've talked about so many times, that's the wrong approach in baseball. You need to be relaxed. You need to go up, not trying to swing out of your shoes. And I think that the Phillies have just kind of fallen into a rut that they can't get out of right now, Mark. But I don't think it's ungettable ever.
Yeah, but how many times are we going to have the same discussion that you can't live and die with the home run ball? And that you got to grind out runs.
But, Mark, they were, when early in the season, they were grinding out runs. Like, they weren't living and dying with the home run ball.
Earlier in the season, they were more selective at the plate.
That's my point. I'm just saying they can do it, you know? But you're right. Look, they fall into these ruts where they rely too much on the home run, for sure.
They can do it, but their history over a long period of time now, 2.5, almost 3 years, they don't do it enough.
Well, I think, Mark, one of those things where, you know, most Phillies fans don't watch every single game across the league. Like, that's kind of baseball now. Like, the vast majority of baseball teams play for home runs. Like, that is the way the sport has gone because of the way pitchers are and the speed and all this stuff. So, like, I get your point, but, like, there are not most teams in baseball, other than for stretches, don't, like, you know, always convert with runners on base and play small ball and stuff like that. Like, it's just not where baseball is right now.
After the four hole, their lineup is a crapshoot, right?
I agree. No, it's
what
Why it's
don't
a concern.
Move Korver down now. Move him down so you get some production behind Bone.
Who are you going to lead off, man? Like, I get your point. Mark, he's the only one getting on base. You're going to put Trey Turner at the top of the lineup right now? You're going to put Bryson Stott at the top of... I mean, those guys have been disasters. Like, you're just giving up and out if you lead off with those guys right now.
You're not getting any meaningful hits in terms of situational hitting.
Schwarber is like... I think if you're going to complain about anything,
I'm not complaining about him. No, I'm saying he's one of your top guns right now.
Yeah, I think you need him in the leadoff spot. Bone. I think actually, like, moving Schwarber out of the leadoff spot would probably be the last lineup move that I made. Honestly, like, well, I think him in the leadoff spot is the only thing working. You know,
but who's going to bat fifth then? Because you don't.
Well,
have
they
guy
don't have guy. But again, who bats first? First is more important to me than sixth. The guy who bats first bats more times. Like, I'd rather worry about. Like, I wish they had a deeper, longer lineup. Like, I agree with you, Mark. That's a real problem right now. But I don't think that hurting yourself at the top is a way to make it better. Like,
well, the fifth spot is killing this team. How
yeah, I agree it is.
Come up,
I agree it is. But then again, if we move Schwarber there, then the first spot's killing the team. Like, I get your point, but Mark, you got it. I get it. Trust me. It's frustrating. Mark, you got a exceeded expectations?
I do. It was a low pick by the Eagles, low draft pick. Turned out to be one of their greatest offensive players that I can remember. Brian Westbrook.
Yeah, it's another good one.
Third rounder, right?
Yeah, third rounder. Probably not as good an answer as Kelsey.
No, because they were able to get an up-close look at him being at Villanova.
But still, that was, you know, definitely.
Great player.
Definitely exceeded as a third-round pick, a great third-round pick. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Will in West Philly. What up, Will? Willie! All right, we're going to put Will. Oh, there he is. Oh. He's there. I got you. What up, Will?
What's up, y'all? All right, so my thing is, I think I'm going to switch it to the Sixers. Bona should be the starting power forward because
Bona, you go really?
Yeah, because I'm hearing they should send him to the G League and do this and do that. No, he deserves a starting power forward. Because
this is of all the calls I expected to get today, everything on the table. Alex Bona, I like the pick. I don't think he's a starter, but I like the pick.
Yeah, because my thing is,
isn't it Adam?
That's the only
Adam,
thing we
Adam,
need,
excuse
right?
me. Yes,
I was like, who is that?
Adam, yes. So, yeah, look, I like him. I liked him as a second-round pick.
We'll just go
Bona. Yeah,
all
I
right,
like
so,
him.
So if not Bona, Mark Keith Morris or Bertans, who y'all going with?
Caleb Martin is probably my starting power forward.
He's too small.
Well, I mean, he's not that small. I mean, he's not huge, but I agree. Like, look, they don't have they don't have a classic power forward, a Morris, you know, but like,
they
don't have a real classic power forward.
Right. I feel you. I appreciate it. And then my exceeded expectations. I don't know his last name, but the OKC coach, I call him Mark D.
Oh yeah, no, he's done a good job there. Yeah, that was a unexpected call. Honestly, you could have listed all the players in Philadelphia sports right now, and an Adam Bona call
or Alex, either one,
Bona.
I was like, did I miss them signing somebody? I'm going, Alex.
Yeah, I knew it was. I was just, you know, Adam, Alex, pretty close. That's
I didn't crazy. Have a call for Mark Daniel, the Thunder coach,
there
being
Mark,
on the bingo card
Mark,
today either.
We call him Mark D.
Mark D.
Yes,
we're friends.
Right.
We're close.
Yes. He's done
coach
a nice
D.
job.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're going to be better.
Oh, yeah.
They made some moves this offseason.
I like them getting Hartenstein. I agree. Oh, I think OKC has a real chance. Let's go to our buddy Mike in Brewerytown. What up, Mike? Mike, did you want to call in and talk about the Sixers, undrafted free agents or anything along those lines?
No, just trying to get in a little bit of the Phillies today.
Yeah, what you got today, brother?
No, I was actually thinking in my head, actually, Joe being away this whole week, is he going to come back engaged? Is that...
Here's what I'll say, Mike. It would be news to us, you know.
We
know as little as you do. Like, you, Mike, in Brewerytown know just as much about Joe and what
actually,
he's done as we do.
I might. Oh, we might know
this.
Less.
So maybe,
yeah, we might know less. It's possible.
Maybe not even engaged. Maybe even have a little baby on the way. Who knows?
Wow. Wouldn't that be a rumor?
starting that one up. Well, he would not appreciate
Anyway,
I want to just get to the frustration call in right now. I mean, this team's like, it's killing. Like, the beginning of this year, I don't even, like, the bats were something that we already expected. All, like, everybody kind of knew we were going to be a batting team. But even our bullpen started off this year really well. Like not my answer today, but exceeded our expectations. Obviously, now they're not. And you can't, like, I know the whole injury thing came up, and then that kind of, like, threw us off our game. But what are we doing? I think we had one of the better lineups the other day when we had Marsh at six. I really like that switch up right there. And they didn't do anything. It's like we forgot how to play baseball. I'm starting to lose my mind. I'm not one of those people that just stop watching the game. Like, I got a buddy that texts me every single game. Phillies stink, blah, blah, blah. Can't watch them. I can never put myself in that situation, but I'm really starting to get worried because it's like we're like forgetting how to play baseball. And I don't know. Do you think we're going to get out of this?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. The question is, are they going to get back to the level they were at? And that I don't know. I am hopeful, and I certainly think they can get to a level where we feel good about them going in the playoffs. But, yeah, like, Mike, we've reached the point where, you know me, Richie always jokes, like, oh, baseball, I always say, you know, don't freak out. And I believe that. It's a really long season. But they have played bad enough for long enough with some real lows along the way that even I'm starting at the point where it's like, I don't know how you couldn't be at least somewhat concerned. Like, anyone, to this point, the Twitter poll question of the day today is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has an Equinox for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. What is your level of concern with the Phillies? Very concerned, little concerned, not concerned. Like, I can't imagine saying not concerned. Like, I can't. I'm sure there'll be votes. There always is. Like, any Phillies fan who says to me they are not at all concerned
today, like lying
or misguided or whatever, but like I think like it would be insane not to have some level of concern, whatever that level is.
If you saw Bryce Harper last night post game,
oh my god, the hair looks disheveled, doesn't even begin.
No, crazy.
He looked crazy. Yeah, it was wild. Yeah, and
you know what? Like, so I'm thinking like this is kind of like the opposite of. What's his name? Joe Girardi. When we started off the season, the year the Topper became the main, like the, you know, the
even last year, the same thing. They flipped it.
We had 20 wins at the beginning of the season, and then we came back and went to the World Series. Are we doing like the complete opposite right now?
That
like,
is exactly what's been happening. The inverse. And look, it does show you that they can turn it on. They can, you know, teams can flip a switch. We've seen it, but. Again, it's you don't want to have to rely on that, and enough guys are struggling, and also, you know, to like a Bryson Stott thing where it's like he hasn't been good all year. Like Bryson Stott's not like, oh, he was playing well, and then he, like at least with
this
these
isn't
pitchers,
a slump.
At least with these pitchers, we can look and be like, they have had moments this year where they were great or whatever, and we've seen pitchers go through dead arm periods or this or that or whatever. Like Bryson Stott has been bad from the jump this season. Mike, you got to answer for us: who or what exceed expectations?
Yeah, I actually kind of go back on the positive side of this. I want to say Alec Bohm this year has exceeded my expectations.
Yeah,
probably most others.
Sure, yeah, he's going to. What is the Phillies' record for doubles? I meant to look that up because he's probably
he's
got a chance
close,
at it.
Yeah,
I mean, I it's over 50, obviously, but he's at, what, 43 or 44 doubles, leads the majors handily. I know Abreu had over 50 one year. You know, he's got a chance to set the Phillies record for doubles, what Bohm has done. And
think about that. I mean, that is because he had he's had success. His approach has been outstanding. It's been consistent. That's everyone can take a note from a page from his notebook and get back on track, can't they? Like, why do they get away from their approach that works, Jimmy?
Well,
like, why does that happen in baseball so often, especially, it seems like, to our guys?
Well, it happens to everyone, and that's the thing. I think the fact the Phillies are still 7.5 up in the NL East shows that, you know, the Braves have struggled and so on and so forth. But, look, baseball's a game of failure. You know, it's a game where you fail more than you succeed. It's a hard game.
And why do we forget that? Why do we lose track of that? How easy it is to fail? Like, this team, again, still 7.5 games up in our division, tied for the best record in the NL. yet we feel this way.
Yeah.
We feel defeated.
Feel bad. Yeah,
almost.
You're right. Yeah. No, it's we're a prisoner of the moment of how they're playing, but it's because they are playing so poorly. And we also know what they can do. Like, they just don't look anything like the team that built that cushion that they're now using to not, crater yet. But again, if they don't play better, things are going to crater. Let's go.
Chuck Kline had 59 doubles in 1930, by the way.
59 doubles. That is a lot of doubles. Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
That is a lot of doubles.
That is it. I mean, Bohm theoretically could do it. I mean, he is at 43 or 44, but man, that is a lot of doubles.
You sounded a little disappointed.
Well, I didn't think it'd be 59. I thought he was going to say like 54 or 53 or something. That's
You're
a lot.
You're kind of like, oh man, he's never going to get there.
Yeah, Chuck Kline, pretty good player. Let's talk to our buddy Rick and Easton. What up, buddy?
Welcome to Philadelphia Sports. Our baseball team needs a team of psychiatrists, and our football head coach and quarterback need a marriage counselor.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it? Anyway, I wanted to share with you the differences and the similarities between this Phillies team and last year's Eagles meltdown. As far as the way the season was going last year, we all talked about, when is this team going to have a loss that they deserve? Because it was never about style points. It was never about, you know, how they looked. They are going to find a way to lose because they just aren't clicking on all cylinders. This Phillies team, I expected them to win when they were down by 3 runs, even as late as the 8th inning. That's completely turned around to now you're almost expecting them to lose when they're up 3 runs earlier late in the game. And this team goes streaky. When they go streaky, this is a very streaky team. They're like almost like Hoskins. When this team gets streaky bad, they really go bad.
Yeah.
And when they go bad in the playoffs, it's going to be a short postseason. And listen, I try to be positive, Seltz. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
But it's almost hard. Earlier in the season, I said, God, they're giving Suarez and they're giving Ranger too many innings, even though you can't take them out when they're winning by the 7th inning. They never pitched this long. And everybody's saying, even my own kids, stop being so negative. Stop being so negative. But now, I don't know how they're going to climb out of this, even if they do, when they don't hit 2 to 3 home runs. We've talked about this, Celts. When they don't hit 2 to 3 home runs in the postseason, this core team, the last 2 years, they didn't win those postseason games.
No.
And that's a problem.
I trust me, I get your point. I mean, you could also flip it around and say, you know, if they're hot at the right time, they could cruise. You know, like the Rangers got hot at the right time last year. And you know what they didn't stop doing? They didn't stop hitting home runs. They hit home runs through the World Series. And they won the World Series because they hit a ton of home runs. I'm just saying that it's possible. I'm saying that. I'm not saying I like that.
Possible.
I'm saying that it is certainly possible that the Phillies get hot at the right time. I think the key, like what we as Phillies fans need is we need the pitching to right itself, because we know what this offense is. We know that they're going to be streaky. We know that there are going to be nights where they're you know, a 10-run offense, and there are nights where they go cold. Like, the pitching is what I think for most of us gave us real hope that this year would be different, you know, both as a special season and ending the right way, was because, like, if we got that staff and that bullpen, like, you know, we can win no matter what.
The bullpen is
So I think, Rick, for me, it's like the offense is what it is, kind of. Like, I think that the real issue is, can the pitching get to where they were?
Oh, no, and it's amazing that all three areas at the same time, the hitting, the bullpen, and the starters, they all go south at the same time. Yeah. It's just not one area. It's all three. And before I get to my answer, I grew up with the St. Louis Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers in the 60s. And when you saw the Big Red Machine and you saw the Oakland A's dynasties, they were up by 30 games, sometimes over 500, but they never – or very rarely had these types of implosions when they start out that hot. It just doesn't usually happen, but it's happened with this team. And I hate to say, I almost saw it coming, and I hope I'm wrong.
Here's
my answer, my friend.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Does it have to be a Philadelphia?
No. It could be anything.
Oh, it's the ultimate upset in all of sports history. When those kids from the USA Olympic team in 1980 beat that Russian team,
it's a great answer. It was already said. It was already said. It's a great.
How about when the Dodgers beat the A's.
Yeah, 88.
Kershiser and Gibson.
Sure, great answer. The Gibson homer, obviously. Oral was unbelievable that year. Steve Sachs.
Cherry Hill, guy. Right?
Yeah. That was a good upset.
Steve Sachs was my financial planner.
You mentioned that. I forgot about that. That's so funny. That's so weird. Yeah, he had a good career after that, it seems like. He was a good baseball player. All-star, Steve Sachs. I get Rick's concern. And I think that, you know, the way that this team has played, I think there's a lot of people right now feeling like Rick, feeling like I don't want people to where Rick was, to like kind of just losing all their hope in this team, because I think that would be foolish. Like, this team has gone on runs. They've shown us that they can kind of flip it like that and head into the playoffs and be the best team in October until they run into a Astros pitching staff. But, you know, we've seen them flip the switch, but you know, I'd like them to flip it. Well, yeah, that'd be nice.
It's like
nice.
A dimmer. How about like half dimmer, half dimmed
just
up?
Give me a little, give me like, something. Yeah, just a day, you know, part way. Yes. I'll take what I can get right now. Let's talk to everybody, Mike and Del Ram. What up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I can tell you what I can tell you that how I knew I didn't expect to hear an Adam Bona call this morning, because when you called him Alex, I didn't flinch.
I mean, a four-letter word starting with an A, not too bad, right? I could have gone way far off. And it's funny. It's funny, Mike. As I said it too, I'm like, I could just say Bona, but I'm like, I'm pretty confident it's Alex. Mm-hmm. I feel decent about it being Alex, and then immediately,
I believe you.
Yeah, so, believe you know, you gotta say it with confidence. You know?
It's a tricky one. It's A D E M.
Oh, so it's Adem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Geez, really tricky.
Okay. That's weird. Yeah. I wanted to talk about Howie. Like, he can do a way better job of making Sirianni not look like such a fool.
I think you're right about that, Mike. I agree. They set him up a lot. Yeah, you know, the what'd you call it before, a pain sponge or whatever it was called. Like, it does feel like sometimes they like, it's like, maybe give him a better excuse before you roll him out there.
I feel like they tried to do that with Doug Peterson, but then he won a Super Bowl so quick, and it was like, all right, well, you're just out of here. Yeah. I can't do this to you. You know, like, it's just like, I heard two callers today give better examples or excuses than what Sirianni gave for why those guys.
Yeah, you're right. Like, we had back-to-back callers be like, I would have said this. I'm like, that's better. Yeah, that I would have said this. That's better. Yeah, no doubt.
Unbelievable.
But what does that say? What does that say? Like, we should be concerned, right? About that part?
I don't know.
Look, I love our callers.
Your
we
mileage
are
varies on that.
Minded people talking football, and we pay attention.
We've seen them have a lot of success with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie calling the shots. So, like, it's one of those things where historically you want your head coach to be making these calls and be able to whatever. But, like, you know, the Eagles have it set up a certain way where Howie and Jeffrey are the most important people in the organization. And, you know, it's worked more often than not. So I can't get too upset about it, but I get your point.
But we all know that. So why are you going out of your way to set Sirianni the season even starts?
Mike, I'm with you. I'm very with you on that.
Joel Embiid, real quick. This is the first time I've watched him play in big games where he didn't have the pressure of having to be the best. And, like, he went out and balled.
It's a great point.
Like, you know what I mean? I feel like this season might be a little easier with Paul George and, like, the whole, you know, Max. I don't know. I was really excited to see what I saw. But the expectations, this expectation's not just one person. And I don't know if it was said, but the 2017-2018 Eagles exceeded all expectations.
So, yeah. So we had Nick Foles from that year said, so it kind of takes it off the board. It is a great answer, though.
All right. Well, in that case, I have no idea.
Go Birds, Mike. Good call, buddy. Yeah, definitely. That team certainly exceeded expectations, without a doubt. Say. Yeah, that's for sure. 215-592-9494.
So, I saw Jordan Love's performance in the preseason.
See, like 3 for 3 for 65 yards, or it was 2 for 2.
Two for two, 63 yards, touchdown to Dontavian Wicks. It was a beautiful throw and a beautiful, just very simple go route, just touch, landed it right in the breadbasket. It's not much. That's not much. But now he's got a live action couple plays under his belt where he's felt the pressure of guys who are breathing down his neck and want to hurt him.
Just two.
I know it's just two, but the timing and everything else that comes with getting a call from the press box all the way down through the coaching staff on the sideline to the quarterback and the rest of the players in time. Like that process, it does matter. And we haven't done it with this group yet. I would have liked to have seen the starters get a series or two.
It reminded me, and this is what Green Bay Packers fans could be thinking down the road. John, was it 2004?
When did they steal
the 80-yard in preseason?
Yeah, against
and
Giants.
People got like so, you know, and it just wound up being, to me, that was just that. That's all he needed. Yep, he's got it good. Get him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? No, it definitely is similar in that way, and
that was a springboard to a wonderful season. It generated so much energy for our team. We knew how we knew better the way we matched up, even though it was just for a couple plays. Really, like that was maybe 13 plays the starting offense was in that game, and Terrell might have been in for, I don't know, 9 of them. But he made such an impact, and it carried. It carried through.
Look, I think the Packers are going to be good. So.
They are going to be good, by the way.
I think the Packers and the Lions, like I think Eagles certainly have a chance. But if I had to pick a team to go to the Super Bowl right now, I think it's the Packers and the Lions. Whoever wins that division, I think is going to the Super Bowl. I think they're the two teams.
The Packers, you have to see what they have defensively.
Of course, I think they're legit. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Chuck in Cherry Hill. Chuck, hey.
Hey, good morning, crew. How you doing?
Doing great, Chuck.
Hey, I hope you had a good weekend. The guy from West Deptford, I don't like to mention names or attack callers, but the nonsense about Harper not being clutch.
It was just nonsense. That's why I was enough. We're not doing this.
Just buzz him. Buzz him from now on.
We gave him a shot. His call will probably not get taken for a while again.
Not again. Yeah, I'll have to put the world news on if I hear it again. Anyway, here's Harper postseason. Okay, one clutch, fuck post. 280, a go slow, 600 slug, 1,000 OPS.
It's pretty good.
16 home runs and only 215 at bats.
Wow.
That projects to 50 home runs postseason. There you go, Andy. Here's for not clutch, buddy. As far as Arizona goes, let's not forget they came to town and we beat them 16-2 in two of the games here. And another one was a one-run loss. You don't think at the end of a West Coast trip,
no, that's
Arizona's
a good point.
A hot team lying in wait.
No, and the West Coast trip, like, I just didn't want to use it as the excuse because I think we're past that with the way this team has played and stuff. But, yes, like,
you can't give up 23 runs in two games.
No, it's not an excuse. I'm saying, but, yes, it is. Is it part of the reason they look so bad at the end because it was the end of West Coast trip? Maybe. But it's just not a good – it's just not an excuse I can go with right now. But I'm sure it factored it.
It felt like the degree of quit was surprising to me. That 25 runs, I didn't think our team, our Phillies, had that degree of like non-fight. Like they just really phoned it in, and I was shocked that it's gotten this far from where we once were. Just what felt like a month ago.
Yeah, it's a concern, no doubt about it. I wouldn't change the overall tapestry, but definitely a concern. Far as Schwarber up top. 458 in the month of August on base percentage.
Is
I think
good?
I'll keep him up here. It's my leadoff batter. Yeah, he can stay there.
That's good.
I mean, when you look at the schedule, last point, and if you do want to draw a parallel to the Eagles, it's not identical, but the Phillies are not going to play 700 baseball. When I called the station June something early, I got vilified for saying, let's see what happens when the schedule pivots and it's all good teams for the next 2 months. Everybody calls, God doesn't believe the Phillies can be good. I wasn't saying that. I was simply saying the first 60 games had one tough series. You know, we played the Brewers at home and we swept them. But before that, we played nobody really good. The Rangers were, you know,
no,
the Rangers
Chuck, you're right. Players. This has been been a brutal stretch. And the rest of August is still tough after this Marlins-Nats series. So.
Yeah, then the Eagles hit the Chiefs, Bills, 49ers, Cowboys, Seattle, and you kind of saw it coming. You know, and now we went out in this tough schedule. We'll be fine. We're going to win the division, and I'll tell you, you give me Wheeler and Nola at home field, I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chuck. I'm not freaking out, but I would like to see them play some better baseball. Chuck, you got a who or what exceed expectations?
I did. In the playoff, the Super Bowl, Brady's comeback against Atlanta when he was down 1 million points and
had four straight touchdowns.
So it's a great answer, but that's not kind of like, that's not like, you know.
Exceeding expectations.
Yeah, like Tom Brady is a six-round pick, exceeded expectations. Yeah.
On a pass fail, that would be a fail.
Okay. Right, guys, love it, that. Chuck. Great call. You just took the F. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, nothing wrong with that.
He conceded.
Yeah. I mean, it is amazing. 28-3 is stunning that that happened, but not a exceeding expectations answer in the moment. Jake and Delco. What up, Jake?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hi, Jake. Doing well.
All right. So first off, Andy from Deptford is very popular this morning. Just wanted to chime in on that.
wow.
Yeah, please.
So he had a few good calls, but now I'm going to have to – and he was on real watch, if you will. But now he's firmly back in fraud territory, so.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, the true fraud of the phone call. Yeah.
So, hey, John Ritchie, you're a wordsmith, and earlier you were trying to think of a word for what the Phillies need to do to dig down deep. As Tyler Childers would say, they need to keep their nose on the grindstone.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the nose.
Well, they do
to
keep
the
saying, they're like, we just got to grind. We just got to grind, man. Got to grind. It's like, all right.
Yeah, man.
But you also have to get back to the positive mindset while grinding, I guess.
True.
It's not just work. Like, yes, I love the workmanlike approach. I love that you're putting the time in, but when it was its best, this team was laughing. And well, of course, that comes with winning, but you gotta try to enjoy one another and the process as well. And I know it's hard when it gets to be August. This is a long journey.
Well, you know, John, I have what's probably an unpopular opinion with this whole thing with the vibes and the frat house like atmosphere, and they're all so close. I think they're too close. And the way I look at it is, it's almost like me with my lovely wife Kristen. When she has a bad day or she's going through something, I have a bad day and I'm going through something because we're so close.
Yeah.
And I just feel like obviously
this is a really interesting way to look at it, Jake. Interesting.
Yeah, the positive vibes boomerang the opposite direction.
Hey,
you know, I think
there's something to this, and we haven't really touched on it that much. I'm telling you from personal experience on a football team, the dropsies are communicative.
Yeah. Well,
this is like, something when you see it happen to others. It just somehow can happen to you also.
Well, it's the other way around. It's a cliche. Hitting is contagious. It's a cliche for a region.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that guy hits, you hit. Let's get going. Let's roll. I think it's a fascinating way to flip it around, Jake. Jake, you got a answer for us for who or what exceed expectations?
Okay, so in the late 90s, there's a famous little clip of Jeff Bezos. He's on one of the late night shows. I forget which one it was. And it was Amazon.com back then, and the whole audience laughed at him because he was losing money, and he was pretty much laughed off the stage that night, and wow. My answer is Amazon.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think Amazon exceeded expectations.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Sort of worked out.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like an amazing answer. It's like, I don't think people, like, I guess that's one example of people laughing at Jeff Bezos.
But I was told Amazon would never make it. Yeah.
Everyone said that Amazon had no chance. So,
as far as Arizona goes, let's not forget they came to town and we beat them 16-2 in two of the games here. And another one was a one-run loss. You don't think at the end of a West Coast trip?
No, that's
Arizona
a good point.
Is a hot team lying in wait.
No, and the West Coast trip, like, I just didn't want to use it as the excuse because I think we're past that with the way this team has played and stuff. But, yes, like,
you can't give up 23 runs in two games.
No, it's not an excuse. I'm saying, but, yes, it is. Is it part of the reason they look so bad at the end because it was the end of a West Coast trip? Maybe.
But
it's just not a good – it's just not an excuse I can go with right now. But I'm sure it factored it.
It felt like the degree of quit was surprising to me. That 25 runs, I didn't think our team, our Phillies, had that degree of like non-fight. Like they just really phoned it in, and I was shocked that it's gotten this far from where we once were. Just what felt like a month ago.
Yeah, it's a concern, no doubt about it. I wouldn't change the overall tapestry, but definitely a concern. As far as Schwarber up top. 458 in the month of August on base percentage.
Is
I think
good?
I'll keep him up here as my leadoff batter. Yeah, he can stay there.
That's good.
I mean, when you look at the schedule, last point, and if you do want to draw a parallel to the Eagles, it's not identical, but the Phillies are not going to play 700 baseball. When I called the station June something early, I got vilified for saying, let's see what happens when the schedule pivots
and it's all good teams for the next 2 months. Everybody calls, oh, God, doesn't believe the Phillies can be good. I wasn't saying that. I was simply saying the first 60 games had one tough series. You know, we played the Brewers at home and we swept them. But before that, we played nobody really good. The Rangers were, you know,
no,
the Rangers
Chuck, you're right. Players. This has been a it's been a brutal stretch, and the rest of, it's the rest of August is still tough after this Marlins Nats series. So
yeah, then the Eagles hit the Chiefs, Bills, 49ers, Cowboys, Seattle, and you kind of saw it coming, you know. And now we went out in this tough schedule. We'll be fine. We're going to win the division, and I'll tell you, you give me Wheeler and Nola at home field. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chuck. I'm not freaking out, but I would like to see them play some better baseball. Chuck, you got a who or what exceed expectations?
I did. In the playoff, the Super Bowl, Brady's comeback against Atlanta when he was down a million points and had four straight touchdowns.
So it's a great answer, but that's not kind of like that's not like you know
exceeding expectations.
Yeah, like Tom Brady is a six-round pick exceeded expectations. Yeah.
On a pass fail, that would be a fail.
Okay. Right, guys, love it, that. Chuck. Great call. You just took the F. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, nothing wrong with that.
He conceded.
Yeah. I mean, it is amazing. 28-3 is stunning that happened, but not a exceeding expectations answer in the moment. Jake and Delco. What up, Jake?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hi, Jake. Doing well.
All right. So first off, Andy from Deptford is very popular this morning. Wanted to chime in on that.
wow.
Yeah, please.
So he had a few good calls, but now I'm going to have to, and he was on real watch, if you will, but now he's firmly back in fraud territory, so.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, the true fraud of the phone call. Yeah.
So, hey, John Ritchie, you're a wordsmith, and earlier you were trying to think of a word for what the Phillies need to do to dig down deep. As Tyler Childers would say, they need to keep their nose on the grindstone.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the nose on the grindstone.
Well, they do keep saying, they're like, we just got to grind. We just got to grind, man. Got to grind. It's like, all right.
Yeah, man.
But you also have to get back to the positive mindset while grinding, I guess.
True.
It's not just work. Like, yes, I love the workmanlike approach. I love that you're putting the time in, but when it was its best, this team was laughing, and well, of course that comes with winning, but you gotta try to enjoy one another and the process as well. And I know it's hard when it gets to be August. This is a long journey.
Well, you know, John, I have what's probably an unpopular opinion with this whole thing with the vibes and the frat house like atmosphere, and they're all so close. I think they're too close. And the way I look at it is it's almost like me with my lovely wife, Kristen. When she has a bad day or she's going through something, I have a bad day and I'm going through something because we're so close.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, obviously,
this is a really interesting way to look at it, Jake. Interesting.
Yeah, the positive vibes boomerang the opposite direction.
Hey,
you know, I think
there's something to this. And we haven't really touched on it that much. I'm telling you from personal experience on a football team, the dropsies are communicative.
Yeah. Well,
this is something when you see it happen to others, it just somehow can happen to you also.
Well, it's the other way around. It's a cliche. Hitting is contagious. It's a cliche for a region.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that guy hits, you hit. Let's get going. Let's roll. I think it's a fascinating way to flip it around, Jake. Jake, you got a answer for us for who or what exceed expectations?
Okay, so in the late 90s, there's a famous little clip of Jeff Bezos. He's on one of the late night shows. I forget which one it was. And it was Amazon.com back then, and the whole audience laughed at him because he was losing money, and he was pretty much laughed off the stage that night, and my answer is Amazon.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think Amazon exceeded expectations.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Sort of worked out.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like an amazing answer. It's like, I don't think people, like, I guess that's one example of people laughing at Jeff Bezos.
But I was told Amazon would never make it. Yeah.
Everyone said that Amazon had no chance. So
I love Amazon.
Little startup, and now the richest man in the world, or one of them. So good work by Jeff there, exceeding expectations. 215-592-9494. One more hour for us to go. We're talking Eagles, Phillies, Joel Embiid. Get in now. A lot of Phillies concerned today. Are you concerned? I am. We all are, at least to varying degrees. And the Eagles thing. Are you upset they didn't play the starters on offense? Richie is. We'll play you again. Nick Sirianni's admittedly
poor excuse.
Poor answer for why they didn't play the Stars. That's coming up next. Plus your calls. It's the Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.